Black Hills Northwestern Merger Could Reshape Western Market Map, written by Robert Mullen and read by Automated Voice. The proposed merger between Black Hills Corporation and Northwestern Energy likely will reshape the map in the competition between KSOS Extended Day Ahead Market and SPP's Markets Plus, but it's still too early to know where new boundaries will be drawn. The two companies announced August 19 that their respective boards of directors voted unanimously to approve an agreement to merge in an all-stock, tax-free merger that will incur no new debt. The deal, which is expected to close in 12 to 15 months pending federal and state approvals, would create a premier regional regulated electric and natural gas utility company with a pro forma market capitalization of approximately $7.8 billion and a combined enterprise value of $15.4 billion, according to a joint statement. The combined company will have greater scale and financial strength to consistently deliver for customers across our service territories and invest at the pace and scale that today's energy transformation demands, Black Hills CEO Lynn Evans said in the statement. Our vision is to be the energy partner of choice for our customers, communities, and investors, and this merger will accelerate our ability to achieve this goal. Our merger with Black Hills will create a premier regional regulated utility company with a larger, more resilient platform consistent with mid-cap peers, Northwestern CEO Brian Bird said. Together, we will be better positioned to meet rising demand, accelerate investment in energy and grid infrastructure, and support customers and communities through a rapidly evolving energy landscape. Upon closing of the deal, shareholders of Rapid City, South Dakota-based Black Hills will own 56% of the combined company, with the remaining 44% owned by shareholders of Butte, Montana-based Northwestern, leaving the Black Hills as the greater among equals in the merger. The combined company, whose name has yet to be determined, will have its headquarters in Rapid City, and its board will include 6 representatives from Black Hills and 5 from Northwestern. Bird will take the helm, with Evans retiring. Black Hills serves 1.35 million electricity and natural gas customers across 8 states: Arkansas, Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming. The company's electricity operations are concentrated in the Western Interconnection and include its Black Hills Power and Cheyenne Light, fuel and power subsidiaries, which serve customers in southeastern Montana, western South Dakota, and northeastern Wyoming, and its Black Hills Colorado subsidiary in the southern part of that state. Northwestern serves about 800,000 electricity and natural gas customers in Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska, and operates a balancing authority area that covers a large portion of Montana. In their joint statement, the two companies said the combined electric utility will serve about 700,000 customers and operate roughly 38,000 miles of transmission and distribution lines and approximately 2.9 gigawatts of owned generation capacity consisting of a mix of thermal, hydro, and wind. The combined natural gas utility will serve about 1.4 million customers and operate 59,000 miles of natural gas lines. Over time, this increased scale is expected to drive operating and cost efficiencies across the combined enterprise, the company said. Just too soon. With such a sprawling territory, the combined electric utility operations of the two companies could shape the footprints of the two competing Western day-ahead markets in key ways, and the stakes could be especially high for Markets Plus. Northwestern, which has been participating in KSOS Western Energy Imbalance Market, or WEIM, since 2021, has not committed to either EDAM or Markets Plus or expressed a leaning in either direction. According to sources close to the market decision process, the utility's decision still is very much in play. Bordering Northwestern's BAA to the west is the Bonneville Power Administration, which has committed to funding and participating in Markets Plus, although that decision is being contested in a suit filed in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. To Northwestern's southwest is Idaho Power, which has not committed to either market but is leaning heavily to EDAM, while to the south is the PUS of I-Corps East BAA, which will become the first EDAM participant in spring 2026. To the east and southeast are Western Area Power Administration, or WAPA BAOS, that plan to participate in SPP's RTO West expansion. If Northwestern were to commit to EDAM, the northwest portion of the already fractured Markets Plus footprint would be further cut off from the islanded portion of that market represented by Public Service Company of Colorado's BAA. Alternatively, Northwestern's participation in Markets Plus would put connectivity between the northwest and PSCO within closer reach. But at first glance, the union between Northwestern and Black Hills suggests the former scenario is more likely. That's because in August 2024, Black Hills Power and Cheyenne Light, both currently located in WAPA's BAA, announced plans to exit SPP's real-time Western Energy Imbalance Service, or WISE, and join KSOS WEIM in 2026. Among the reasons the utilities gave for the move was the fact that, with the expansion of both Markets Plus and RTO West, SPP will disband the WISE. The planned formation of the SPP RTO West required us to assess our future market path, as it did not appear that the WISE market status quo would remain an option after RTO West is operational, Black Hills told RTO Insider at the time. We have found imbalanced market participation to be beneficial for our customers, and the opportunity for our utilities to participate in the WEM allows us to continue to optimize our generation operations while maintaining our high reliability and creating long-term value for the customers we are privileged to serve. At the time, the move appeared to represent a geographically small but symbolically large victory for CAISO, since it would put the ISO's presence as far east as South Dakota. Now it could translate into a significantly greater advantage for CAISO as it seeks to court Northwestern. The WEM implementation agreement signed between CAISO and Black Hills Energy stipulates that one of the company's utilities will be required to register a new BAA to facilitate participation in the market. The merger could enable the Black Hills utilities to instead join Northwestern's BAA, but that would dictate that all three utilities participate in the same market, whether that be CAISO's WEM or EDAM, or SPP's Markets Plus. When asked how the merger could affect Northwestern's decision to join a day-ahead market, and whether the two companies plan to consolidate BAAs in the West, utility spokesperson Joe D. Black told RTO Insider, Northwestern and Black Hills will evaluate operational opportunities over the coming months and apply best practices where they are appropriate. Black Hills spokesperson Teresa Donnelly offered a similar response to the same questions. With the newness of today's announcement, we're not able to respond to your questions, she said. It's just too soon.